Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Ches 7-8, and more on the topic of the Korban Pesach becoming Tameh. Now, when it comes to a Korban, any Korban becoming Tameh, the rule is that it's inedible and it has to be burned. The location of its burning will be the place in where it's supposed to be eaten. So when it comes to Kadshei Kadshim, an Ola, a Chatas, or an Asham, those that they become Tameh, they must be burned in the Azara, in the temple courtyard, because that's where they must be eaten. Same goes for the Emurin, the sacrificial parts that go on the Mizbeach. They become Tameh, they're burned there in the Azara. As for Kachim Kalim, that would be Shlamim, Toda, Meiser, Bechor, and the Korban Pesach, our topic here. So those can be eaten anywhere inside the walls of Yerushalayim. And therefore the rule in general is, if they become Tameh, so then one must burn them, but they can burn them anywhere in the confines of Yerushalayim. However, our mission will start with the case of the Korban Pesach that became Tameh, either in whole or most of the part became Tameh. And in such a scenario, we are assuming, Chazal are assuming, that the person was negligent and could have done a lot better and didn't try hard enough keeping his Korban Tower, ruining his Pesach Seder, and ruining his ability to fulfill this all-important mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach. And that being the case, we're actually going to force him to do it front and center in front of the place called the Bira. As the Mishnah says, Nitma Shalom Arubo, if the entire Korban Pesach, or even most of it, becomes Tameh, Sorfen Osol Lifnei HaBira, then the person must burn his Korban Pesach in front of the Bira. According to Reish Lakish, and this is the opinion that Bartanur brings, the Bira refers to the entire temple complex, so we mean right in front of the Beis HaMikdash. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was a specific place in front of the Beis HaMikdash called the Bira. The word Bira literally means like a palace, like Shushan HaBira in the Megillah, etc. So it must be burned front and center. And the reason for that is because we want to essentially embarrass him. The Chazal want him to be embarrassed. Everyone should see what he's doing. So that would be an extra disincentive for negligent behavior and to make sure he doesn't mess up his Korban Pesach, making it Tameh. As for the fuel source, so he uses Me'atzeh HaMaracha. He will use the wood that came from the pyre, meaning the base of Migdash will supply the wood for him. And we've actually seen this back in the third parak. Normally the rule is that people can opt to use the base of Migdash, the wood, if they so want to. I mean, if they haven't got wood because they're visiting, or they can't afford wood, they don't have the money, they could use the Atzeh Maracha, the wood that the base of Migdash would provide. In this case, they're required to use the wood from the base of Migdash, and that's because we're concerned a person essentially won't fulfill his obligation, and therefore we provide him the wood, as everyone who burns a korban in front of the base of Migdash that became Tameh will use the Atzeh Maracha. Tosfos says we don't want to bother him, to be matriach him, to schlep the wood from wherever he's staying out to that location behind the base of Mikdash. And Tefir Yisrael brings a second reason based on the Gemara, which is we're concerned also a person might take his leftover unburned wood back home with him, and we're concerned onlookers will think he's essentially stealing the base of Mikdash's wood. So for all those reasons, he's required to burn it in front of the base of Mikdash or by the Bira, and he must use the wood from the Maracha, the pyre. Nitma mi'uto, however, if only a minority of the meat became Tameh, so he really got to do his Pesach eating, just some of the meat became Tameh, or v'hanosar, any other meat which is left over from the Korban Pesach, the Pasuk in Shmos Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud, says, v'lo salsiru mimenu ad boker, you may not leave over the meat, any of the meat, as we'll discuss presently in this parak here. You can't leave any of the meat, the Korban Pesach, over until the morning. V'hanoser mimenu, whatever is left over, ad boker, until the morning time, be'esh tisrafu, must be burned in a fire. So any part of the Korban Pesach which wasn't consumed overnight, and really midrabanan after achatzos midnight, must be burned. Sorfenoso b'chatzroseyan o algagoseyan me'atzei atman. And people can burn them wherever they want, their neutral line, meaning in their chatzerot, are their courtyards, gagosein are their rooftops, wherever they want to make the fire, it's not a problem. Me'atzei atzman, using their own wood, and they have to provide their own wood. And v'hatzai kanin, if they are cheapskates and they're stingy and don't want to provide wood for themselves, so then, as we discussed before, they have the possibility of sorfen osol lifnei habira. They can go there in front of the Beis HaMikdash and do the burning over there and use Beis HaMikdash's wood, b'shvil shelehanos me'atzei amaracha. They can then use the Beis HaMikdash's wood and not have to pay for the wood themselves. And then again, we want to provide them with that facility, even though they're kind of being cheapskates, because better they should do it properly, not do it at all, and we're concerned if they're cheap, they won't burn it, they'll just sort of throw it in the garbage or something like that. Okay?